the professionalism of our police or security personnel. If the state is not keeping up to its duties of resourcing them enough to be able to carry out their duties, what happened? They will not be able to do what they are meant to actually do. And it also ties down to motivation. So you realize that if you look at the other ingredients, if you look at the Police Act, it is explicitly stated that there must be a police force, and that force must be adequately what? Resourced to protect me and you. I think what comes readily to mind is law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Let's enforce the law fairly without fear or favor.
You just heard the executive director of African Center for Security and Counterterrorism, Emmanuel Kutin. A lecturer at the Institute of Local Government Studies, Fred Udru, said Ghana is not safe, as the politicians and the police suggest. He said the police must move away from rigid and traditional policing to a sophisticated one.
Our policing and intelligence gathering system must now move away from traditional way of looking at things. Hitherto, as Ghanaians, we lived in communities. We knew even the criminals amongst us. So whenever something gets missing in a community, you know where to begin from. Now we've gotten to a stage that a lot of people from the West African sub-region, and even beyond that, are moving into Ghana, because we live in a global world and movement is not as restricted, or it is easier for people to move across countries than it used to be. So we need to be aware. Men do. I mean, I'm not saying it's only foreign nationals who did it, but at least the names that have been put out, there is at least one foreign national involved, telling us that these are things that have moved beyond our national boundaries. And in the case of the Kwabena incident, I find it quite a bit strange that armed robbers of that nature could be kept at that small setup in Kwabena. So they themselves must do an introspection about even their level of intelligence gathering and the way they keep certain things. I think the way they keep suspects, the way they keep evidences, the way they gather intelligence, we must begin to interrogate all those things, because there's much to be done, and I think we are not doing well enough.
Fred Udru is a lecturer at the Institute of Local Governance Studies. Executive Director of Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, David Agbe, said, without adequate security, safety of the people and their assets cannot be guaranteed. He said the recruitment of 2,000 police personnel is a step in the right direction. However, security experts should be consulted when taking decisions on security issues.
It is just sending us, you know, a wrong signal about the way our security institutions are actually working. I mean, when you live in a country like Ghana and some of these issues are coming up, it calls for a worry. It calls for a strong concern that we need to give a certain reasonable level of confidence to our citizens, because security matters are so important that without adequate security, we cannot guarantee, you know, the lives and the protections of our national assets. We cannot guarantee. And so what we are talking about is a serious matter, that if you have a security eye, you will be able to read into the minds of Ghanaians that people are having a psychological effect with regards to what is happening in the country now, specifically the incident that happened last week at Domi Kwabena. I mean, sends a wrong signal as far as the level of preparedness with our security is concerned. When it comes to security matters, we also need to, you know, consult people who have a certain reasonable level of appreciation of what security is all about. And so some of us, we have a strong concern that they need to update themselves as far as management of security is concerned. Security is quite different from law. We should understand that security is an embodiment of the society. And so if you do not understand security matters, you may handle it in a literal way, in a legal way, but security is very comprehensive. The 2,000 people that the Interior Minister is saying that he's going to recruit is a good way forward. However, that is not the only solution to it. It is not the human resource alone. There are a lot of things that the Ghana Police Service is faced with, you know, serious challenges, both human and other logistics, that we need to ensure that we provide those logistics to support the Ghana Police Service to do a good job for us.
You heard panelists on our current affairs program Focus. We discussed the safety of the citizenry in the wake of the recent attack on the Kwabena police station.